Hola, Becky.
Hola, Richard.
¿Cómo está todo?
Buena vida, muy bien.
Bienvenidos a nuestro podcast. Es primera vez. Es una primera conversación de nosotros. No estábamos a la playa.
¿Es verdad? Sí,
¿Qué te
realmente.
piensan? ¿Hablamos español o inglés? Necesito dinero. Inglés es mejor. Es mejor permisión
Sí.
posible español.
Let's go in English.
It sounds like we have something fun to talk about. Thank you for coming on the podcast and reaching out. Tell us what's going on real quick. What's happening?
Okay, I have good news and bad news. The good news are the band, the whole band of Nosara was invited to play in different cities
It's like
here in Guanajuato.
it's not just Serapio, it's what school? All the schools? It's just the Nosara band?
It's the Serapio López band.
Got it.
It's cool, yes.
I hear their drums for years. It's getting louder. They must be getting better.
Yes, more and more kids are joined to the band every year.
The September event was cool. That was good. No, I remember Christmas, but it seems like you have a lot of momentum. So you're one of the parents.
I am one of the parents. Lautaro, my oldest, he plays at the
My
band.
surfing buddy.
Yes. Yeah. So
So fill
I'm
us in. What's
here.
happening? What's the what what so the good news is there's a band and it's getting bigger. What's the bad news?
And the bad news is we don't have the money already to go to this trip. So this is why I'm here.
Oh, so they've been
And
tell us about the
asking
trip.
for, they were invited to play on this Christmas parade in Bagaces, La Fortuna de Bagaces, Las Juntas and Ojancha.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, so I get it. So the band's expanded. What's the size of the band? Like, tell us what's going on.
Now the band started with 50 kids. Now they are 90. 90 kids. Yes.
Hey, well, shout out to the teacher and the parents. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah, really, Pablo is the best. Is the music teacher, and this is his project, and all the parents support and join and try to help him to grow with this school band.
Man, so he's got to be really happy. He has double size, and now you're getting invited different places. You just need money to transport the kids for transportation. Is that correct?
Yes,
How much money
we
is
need
that?
We are now we are doing a research about the bus, but for what we don't have exactly the amount, but all it's around based on what cost last year. We are thinking about to raise 4 million colones
Okay.
for the 3 trips. The
Okay.
cost the it's to pay the transportation and 2 meals for the kids because we need to leave early in the morning and back. But we already have 1,800,000 colones.
Okay.
So
All right.
our goal is 4 million, so we can cover the cost of this. We were invited in more places, but it's not possible.
Okay, so you're
Maybe
saying
next
four
year.
4 million colones total,
Yes.
and how much did you say you already have? It sounds like you're almost halfway there. Is that right? Did I hear
Yes,
you
we
right?
had 1,800,000.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, so you
Sí,
need
sí.
okay, so you need 2,200,000 colones to get the band to all these different places and to feed the kids.
Sí, yes.
Okay, and the parents are helping coordinate this. You guys are all working together.
Yes, we work together. We did 2 movie nights, so we where all the parents participate and we donate the food, we cook the food, and then we sell it in each
Ah,
event. Yeah,
is that how
it's
you got
really
the 1,800,000?
yes.
Ah,
it's all by donated, and we have 7 sponsors here with some stores around Nosara, and they help us with the prices, and yeah, everything is, it's by donations and hard work.
Got it. So you don't need tons of money, and this isn't like a huge thing of no one's drinking water or some big thing that's going on like in Nosara town. This is just helping the kids go grow in the arts and have a chance to do something special and celebrate. Yeah, that's great. This is simple. This is a good one. I hope some businesses and people will step up. You don't need a lot of money.
No, I think we don't. And we, at this Christmas parades are in December, so we are short of time to raise what we need. So this is why I'm here.
Okay. All right. That's simple enough. I get it. Okay. Is there anything else you want people to know? It seems pretty simple. The band is growing. It's doubled in size. The government doesn't have the money to send the kids to the opportunity, so the parents are trying to make it happen. Is that it?
Yes. Yeah. The parents and all the hard work that Pablo, the music teacher.
Okay. Will you help coordinate this? Like, can people just give something over to you? Get it over? Like, tell us where to send the money. We'll put it on this episode so people can see it. And
I will put my bank account and my cell phone to do Simpe Mobile.
Sure. It sounds great.
Or if you want, every Saturday, the kids, the rehearsal band, are next to the airport. If you want to see the band.
That's good.
And yeah, bring the
money
there.
So when is that? What time and what days were you saying?
Saturday from 9 to 1 p.m.
Nice. So if people want to see what's happening, just head out and go check it out.
Yes.
I've lived close to there for a long time, and you can hear it. You can hear the drums. It was always nice to hear the kids gaining momentum. Then September, I was surprised by how many. Like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a really nice presentation. And they are kids in third grade to sixth. Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming on the podcast. It's kind of funny. I had no idea you spoke English. I've talked to you for like 10 years.
Well, I try to.
Hey, su inglés es mejor que mi español.
No, tú hablas bien también español.
Ah, no importa. Muchísimas gracias por todos. Gracias. Es una, algo muy, muy bien. Estoy feliz.
Thank you for taking your time, and I hope the kids can make it.
Yeah.
I know Nosara is a really nice place where the people help each other, so I know we are going to make it.
It's nice to have a podcast that's like happy and easy. I'm used to like building regulations or water shortages or septic issues or someone's mad about something. Like, Nosara has a lot of, it's a small town, so we have to focus on it. And that's what we do on the podcast a lot. I love talking to someone who's like a beach friend or someone helping kids or music. Like, this is a pleasure. I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. And I say you the information.